Melissa, your mother had an abortion during her pregnancy with you, and you survived it. When I was 14, I found out the truth about my life. That's when my survival came to light. When I first found out, I was devastated. And that night, I struggled with anger for the first time. I was born in August of 1977 in Sioux City, Iowa. And what I know about my birth is that I wasn't intended to be born alive. My mother, who was a college student at the time, was 19. She wasn't married to my father. She was almost 8 months pregnant with me from what we can gather. She went into the hospital and had a saline infusion for an abortion done. The saline infusion abortion involves injecting a toxic salt solution into the amniotic fluid surrounding that preborn baby in the womb. And the intent of that salt solution is to actually scald the child to death from the outside in. I soaked in that toxic salt solution for 5 days. My mother went back to the hospital, had her premature labor induced with me, and that was the day my mother was meant to give birth to a dead child. The medical professionals initially believed that the abortion had succeeded in ending my life. The joy for me is realizing that that day when I was left for dead in the hospital, a nurse heard me. That nurse and that team of professionals understood that my life was worth trying to save. After I survived that failed abortion, my biological parents made an adoption plan for me. And I'm really blessed because my adoptive parents met me while I was still being cared for in the neonatal intensive care unit. And my parents tell the story of how the first time they laid eyes on me lying in the incubator, they fell in love with me. And, you know, I always joke, I know I wasn't a pretty baby. I know that about myself. But my parents saw the inherent beauty that existed in me. I want everybody to see that. If we look behind words, if we look behind numbers, this is what abortion looks like. This is what tens of millions of other children would look like in one way, shape, or form, if only they were given the opportunity to live. It's not just a word. It's not a statistic. It's not just a choice, just a right. It's a human being.